News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Celebration and sighs of relief after a much-needed win for the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Now the Western Conference Final Series is tied 1-1. The Thunder defeated the Spurs 122-113. The series now moves to San Antonio for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 is tomorrow night. Tip-off is set for 7:30. A much-publicized murder case involving a small child results in a long prison sentence. More from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
It's life in prison for 34-year-old Alyssa Adams. She was the caretaker of 4-year-old Athena Brownfield of Cyril. The toddler's emaciated body was found in a shallow grave near Rush Springs after a lengthy search. Adams pled guilty to second-degree murder and child abuse. The toddler had been starved to death. Adams will have to serve at least 38 years of her life sentence before being eligible for parole.
Federal law enforcement seeks leads after a fire damaged the home of Adair County Sheriff Jason Ritchie. ATF reports the fire occurred Tuesday, with agents finding evidence of forced entry along with a presence of a flammable liquid. Investigators are pursuing multiple leads, but no suspects have been identified. A green light for the final plans for the Oklahoma City Crisis Center. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has more.
The $12.2 million center will expand access to critical mental health and drug use intervention resources. It will include spaces for emergency assessments, stabilization, and connections to ongoing support for people experiencing a mental health crisis. It will be operated by the State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. It's scheduled to open next year.
More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Through the Wheat Checkoff, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission supports the efforts of wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat breeding team at OSU as they develop new varieties for Oklahoma and the Southern Great Plains. The newest release just announced, Wyatt.
The genetics will sound familiar. Half of it is Smith's Gold, because the other half is very different. And so this is coming from Romania. The Eastern European wheat sector, that is so important to us. That genetics just fits the Great Plains, particularly the Southern and Central Great Plains, extremely well. I remember seeing the first set of progenies that came from that cross, and I thought, my gosh, this is just heads and shoulders visually above everything else.
Dr. Carver says Wyatt has tremendous yield potential.
You know, we need to continue to increase that yield potential so farmers still have that competitive edge.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.